24 minutes past seven on Monday night, Serena. Pandemic is a new online literary journal. It has been going on since the start of the current COVID-19 crisis here in Ireland. Its founders, Joy Redmond, Liz Quirk, Ruth McKee and Niall McArdle, see it as a way of documenting these disconcerting times. And they have been receiving submissions from all over the globe. Joy Redmond joins me now to tell me a little bit more. How did the idea come about, Joy? How close was it to the start of the crisis? Was there something specific that had happened in your own life or in the lives of your co-founders? Now, we seem to be having some kind of problem there with Joy's line. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We listen to one of the pieces that has the people who contributed to the journal very kindly decided to record them for us here in on Arena. And I'd like to listen to a piece called Masking the Difference to start out with. Radhika Iyer is the essayist here, and she introduces it herself.
Masking the Difference. I joined the long snaking queue outside Tesco, standing on the blue circle, 2 meters away from the person in front of me. Everyone in the queue is either wearing a mask or gloves or both. I'm wearing neither. I see eyes glancing at my face and hands. As I inch the trolley forward a few inches every few minutes, I realize I'm different. I'm the only brown person in the queue, the brown one without a mask or gloves. I vowed that for my next trip to get the groceries, I would wear a mask and gloves too. I didn't want to be different. I wanted to be like everyone else. I didn't want to stand out. I was finally like everyone else, because I was experiencing the same phenomenon of being in a lockdown, doing live workouts, trying out new recipes, spending hours on social media laughing at videos and memes, reading, cleaning, and embarking on a marathon of movies and serials. I finally belonged. A pandemic had to happen for me to feel part of society, or more accurately, a part of distanced society.
And that's Radhika Iyer there with her essay, Masking the Difference. And that is part of one of the publications or one of the contributions to a new literary journal called Pandemic. And one of the founders, Joy Redmond, is speaking with me this evening. And hopefully you can hear me this time, Joy, can you?
Yes, hello, good evening.
That's much better when we can actually talk to each other, even at a distance. I just played there the Radhika Iyer's piece that is part of the journal, and I'll come back to you specifically about that in a moment. But I was asking you, Joy, was there something specific that had happened in either your own life or to Liz Quirk, Ruth McKee and Niall McArdle, your co-founders? Was there a specific event that made you think, I want to record this, I want this to be captured in some way, this crisis that we're going through?
Well, I suppose I was a few days or weeks ahead of the rest of the country because my son was studying in Madrid, so that was kind of a pretty dodgy space to be, you know. So well before the schools closed here and the Patrick's Day was cancelled, I was kind of under foreign affairs trying to get him home and stuff. And then... You know, that Friday, nobody went to school and people were working remotely and all that. And then people were talking about, you know, Zoom parties and social distancing. And it was becoming just very normal. And I thought, you know, this is, you know, people are adjusting very quickly and that's all great. But we'll adjust as quickly back to our old ways afterwards. And we might lose the opportunity to record it, you know, because if you've ever been in a situation where a family had an accident or an illness and you're suddenly in this kind of loop between home and work and hospital and you adjust and you're in kind of autopilot. But then afterwards you kind of forget that. So I just felt it's unprecedented. Hopefully we'll never experience it again. We certainly never before. So I just felt it was so important to document it. You know?
And hopefully, as you say, we will get back. I don't know if we'll get back quite as quickly as we landed in the situation, but let's hope we will get back to some kind of normality
before too
long.
We will.
Yeah, we will do that. Who came up with the wonderful title, Pandemic?
Oh, that's so strange, because we're on a little WhatsApp group, and the four of us, because we're all different places. And I had mooted the idea on the WhatsApp group, and they were saying, yeah, it's a great idea, and we're coming in with words and potential titles. And then Liz was in Kerry and Niall was in Uruguay, and at the exact same moment they both put in pandemic, so it was like, yes, you know. So
right. Well, yeah, two of them at the same time, it's extraordinary. The ideas are floating around in the universe then, it would seem, in the ether somewhere. We listened to, while we were getting the phone line sorted out there, we listened to Radhika Iyer's essay, Masking the Difference. Can you tell me much about Radhika's background, or do you know much about her?
No, she hasn't provided much, and I can only presume she's in Ireland because she's talking about Tesco, and the UK obviously has a Tesco, but they're much more multicultural. But it's fairly shocking that it took a pandemic for her to have a shared experience or a sense of belonging, you know, which I think was a very unusual angle, which I had never foreseen, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's quite shocking when she gets to the end of that essay that you realise the point that she's making. It is rather disturbing. But you have sought contributions from all over the world, all over the globe. Obviously, it's out there online. What sort of response have you been getting?
Well, it's amazing. We've published nearly 1,100 pieces. I'd say about 80 or 90% of it is poetry. So basically, we built it on the Monday before Patrick's Day, and we did a soft launch, and a few of us posted a bit. So, and then we kind of launched on Twitter on, say, the Friday after Patrick's Day. And we had kind of only put it out to our own friends and our own Twitter networks and social media. And then Ruth has Spontaneity, a literary journal, so she had a reading list there and she put it out there. And you know what I mean? But we had no anticipation that it would go global, and the amount of submissions we've had from all over the world, and especially with a .ie, we just thought it was going to go record the Irish experience. But that has been one of the most interesting parts. And it's so funny, like, you know, you could have somebody from the States and somebody from India, and they'll submit something, but it might have the exact same title, like Love in the Time of COVID, you know, like Love in the Time of Cholera by Marquez, you know what I mean? So things like that. And two things came in the other night called Ennui, from different parts of the world, and one was a poem and one was an essay, you know. So it's a universal kind of experience we're all having. The whole world has been held hostage, you know what I mean?
Poems and essay on Ennui, either of them from France?
No, just the kind of the tedium of it, you know, I suppose.
Yeah, I think maybe ennui is something that the French enjoy a lot more than the rest of us, perhaps.
Yeah.
You said that 80% of the contributions are poetry. Let's listen to one of those poems from a man. I love, he refers to himself at the end of this piece as an 18-year-old who's almost 70. And let's have a listen to this. It's a poem by Eamon Duffin. And again, he'll introduce it. He'll give the title himself.
I Wrote a Note Today by Eamon Duffin. I wrote a note today to make things easier if things go wrong. I told myself it was for my children, but it was really for me. My life on an A4 sheet of paper. Usernames, passwords, hidden questions, bank, post office, credit union details. Not much for almost 70 years of life. But I'm sure my children will fill in the blanks. I paused before signing it, wondering if my life was that clinical. But they will know who I was. So, on the bottom of the A4 sheet, I wrote the most important words I have ever written. Your dad loved you all dearly.
Extraordinary final line there. I wrote a note today, a poem by Eamon Duffin, which is part of the literary journal Pandemic, which founder Joy Hope is speaking to us about. Or Joy Redmond, Hope is a Freudian slip there, Joy, perhaps. Joy speaking to us about this evening. So if people want to submit to you, what do they have to do, and how can they access the journal to read what's already there, Joy?
Well, we're pandemic.ie. And there's just as / submissions, and there's a form. You just put in your name and your title, and you paste. I think it's a better idea to kind of copy and paste from a Word document or something, because sometimes the form can time out if you're writing on it. And then just, they're all up there. So we have all our categories. Everything is assigned a category. And so your poetry or your essays or your drama or whatever it is, or your creative nonfiction. And you can just keep on browsing, and there's just a treasure trove of writing there. And I suppose the whole thing is, it's not just for writers. It's for anyone. We're trying to document this moment in time, a bit like the, you know, the Women of the Eighth on Facebook, and they were gathering all those stories. But, you know, you could be sure that maybe 80% of them weren't writers. Now, there are some very big names on the site, and obviously we welcome them, but we're welcoming, we don't want, you know, like history is written by the victors. We don't want this to be documented only by the writers. We want to get those different points of view, you know.
Yeah, so it's important that you want to get that social history aspect. Well, it's certainly something worth checking out, and I certainly enjoyed flicking through it today, as I'm sure others will as well. Thanks for speaking to us this evening. That's Joy Redmond there, and you can find out full details, as Joy said to us, on the website, which is pandemic.ie.